Geek Radio Daily, all the geek without the wake. That's what we promise, and we bring it to you. We deliver it. We spank you with it. Like a Chilean hooker paddling a fat guy in a bear suit. We are there. Wednesday, July 15th, it is 2009, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's your Uncle Vicar. Yeah, I'm solo today, but that's cool because I got this, bitch. I know how to do this. What? On this day in 2003, boys and girls, AOL Time Warner disbanded Netscape Communications. Show of hands, who remembers Netscape used it? Yeah. On the same day, the Mozilla Foundation was established. The fine folks that bring you Mozilla Firefox, which we like and which I use, that, in fact, would be the GRD browser of choice around these here parts. Birthdays for today, proving that Madonna was not original, that one name thing. Oh, hells no. Rembrandt in 1606. He ain't need no other name. One name represent. Jesse the Body Ventura, later Jesse the Mind Ventura, professional wrestler and former governor of Minnesota, which may shock and amaze those of you outside the great U.S. of A. Born this day in 1951. 1961, Forrest Whitaker was born. 1968, funny man, Eddie Griffin was born in this day as well. So that's your cooler talk for around the water cooler at work. Did you know it's Eddie Griffin's birthday? You can use that, I promise. So here we are, kids. I am the Vicar Solo. Billy Flynn is recuperating this morning, even as we speak, sleeping off a little bit of Harry Potter. I think he and the Flynnstress and the Bruce and the wife, I think all those folks are out seeing the midnight showing of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. I'm going tonight. There's no way in the world. You guys know I have twin six-year-olds, so finding a sitter for 11 p.m. to 2:30 a.m., not so easy. So we're going to go. The Vicaress and I are going to go and see it tonight on the actual, you know, opening day night. Those guys had a sneak preview. And I have a little feeling, just a little tickle in my special place, that probably we'll be talking about that on this week's GRD Weekly. So make sure you check that out as well, okay? In the meantime, let's talk some TV, baby! Over on AMC tonight, you got Jumanji, followed by Dragonheart. I don't think I ever saw Jumanji. The name scared me. It sounds like something that, you know, the voodoo priests do to you. So I don't need that. But Dragonheart, Sean Connery as a big old lizard. Yeah, sweet. On Animal Planet tonight, this is interesting. Animal Planet on Monsters Inside Me. Sounds like porn, doesn't it? The name of the episode is Sex Maniacs. Told you it sounded like porn. Country Music Television, truly running out of appropriate programming, is showing Cannonball Run 2. That's right. It's just like Cannonball 1, but not as good. That should have been on the poster. That would have been sweet. Cannonball Run 2, I'm sure I saw it. I don't even remember it. The first one was good. Discovery Health Channel, Quads with Two Moms. What? MTV True Life, I'm Bisexual. No, that's not a worldwide announcement from one of the hosts of this fine show. That's the name of the episode. I'm Bisexual. Pass the biscuits. And then on Stars tonight, they're showing The House Bunny. Ooh, it's like Brown Bunny, but with less fellatio. So there's a few things you can check out there on the tube tonight. I don't make recommendations per se, you know. I'm just giving you the choices. I'm showing them the menu. Not telling you what to order. That would be wrong. Not looking at anything here in my mailbag. Mind you, I actually haven't checked it in a while. I probably should have checked it this morning. But as of when I looked last night, no stinking mail, people. So if you want to send something to us, to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, The Bruce, Flynnstress, at geekradiodaily.com, ding, you can do so, all right? That's how you do that. Obviously, jump on over to the forums as well, if you would, please. The good old forums at geekradiodaily.com/forums. Or you can just go to the main site. Click on it. It's easy to find for some fine social geek working over there. It's Wednesday, so it's comic book day, y'all. When we come back in a minute, we're going to talk about the new comic books. We also got news of the Geekly all coming up on this here Wednesday, July 15th, 2009 edition of Geek Radio Daily.
And gentlemen in England now abed shall think themselves accursed they were not here upon St. Crispin's Day!
Hooray!
Good speech.
Hooray!
Good speech.
So you reckon King Henry's right then?
Oh yes, it's St. Crispin's Day.
No, I mean that people will be talking about us for years to come.
Oh, of course they will.
What, you reckon in, say, year 2008 they will be?
Oh no, the world will be ended by then.
But let's just say it's not. You reckon they will be?
Well, of course they will. They'll be talking about us on a thing called a podcast, I'd say. All Things Medieval Podcast.
www.allthingsmedievalpodcast.blogspot.com.
Oh, look, the French are here.
Ferrari! And for St. George!
The All Things Medieval Podcast for fans of the Middle Ages. www.allthingsmedievalpodcast.blogspot.com.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, July the 15th, 2009, baby! Giving you everything you need to make your geeky day complete right from go. It's easy. Amaze your friends. They won't know how you got so geeky. And so up to date, friends. Easier than getting two or three quarts of bloodstains out of the backseat of a Chevette, let me tell you that. Well, anyway it is. I'm the Vicar. Billy Flynn will be back with us for tomorrow's show. We'll have a full show in case this is your first time listening. This ain't normal, okay? We normally have more. It's all good. Wednesday means comic books, baby.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book.
They're all serious books. Here we go. Taking a peek inside Flynn's long box, courtesy of comiclist.com. Get Fuzzy. Ignorance, Thy Name is Bucky. Trade paperback. Now, I know that Flynn is a big Get Fuzzy fan, and I'm warming to it. It's good stuff. That's from Andrews and McKeel Studios. Get Fuzzy, the daily comic strip. Yeah, it's funny stuff. From Boom Studios, Caped wraps up. Number 4 of 4 is out today. The first issue of this Philip K. Dick series, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Everybody knows that story. Boom Studios is somehow putting 24 issues of this out. Isn't that like an issue for every two pages of the short story? It's not a long story. Issue number 1 of 24 is out today. Worth looking at, as is Boom Studios' Poe number 1. Did you know that Edgar Allan Poe, in addition to being a writer, was also like a detective, right? Cool looking cover. Good look on this book. I'm interested in this, and I'm going to check that out. That's out today. Better be good for $3.99. Jeez. DC Comics, Batman, Whatever Happened to the Caped Crusader. Hardcover's out. Blackest Night, Tales of the Core. Here we go. We're heating up the Green Lantern action. In fact, I got a little more Green Lantern news coming up in the news here in a minute. Issue 1 of 3 of that. Brave and the Bold 25 is out. Fables, issue number 86. And Wednesday Comics continues, issue number 2 of 12, which I've not checked out yet. There we go, there's some mail. I was trying to figure out how to get some mail. Somebody who's reading Wednesday Comics, let me know if it's worth my while to check any of those out. From Dynamite Entertainment, Buck Rogers, which I also haven't read. God, I'm behind in my comics. Buck Rogers, issue number 2 is out, as is Sherlock Holmes, issue number 3 of 5. From IDW, Doctor Who, ongoing series, number 1. Image Comics, Walking Dead, new issues out, number 63. I've given up on the single issues. I may start picking up the trade paperbacks on that, because I do like that. Marvel Comics, Beta Ray Bill, God Hunter, number 2 of 3 is out. Captain America 601 hits the shelves. And Lockjaw and the Pet Avengers continues, halfway through that series now with Lockheed, Lockjaw, and whatever the hell the other Marvel pets are in that book, issue 3 of 4. Couple of cool toys and gadgets out from the Vickers Toy Box. If you want the Watchmen movie owl replica, when I say owl, I mean Archie. That's, Archimedes, the ship. Also, if you have $325 to shell out for the damn thing, it looks awesome. The link will be in the show notes, but geez, man. That's like a third mortgage for me these days. I can't handle that. The Black Widow Bushido statue I like a lot. Not usually crazy about this style, but this is great, and I really like Black Widow. Of course, she's going to be in the new Iron Man picture, so there you go. That statue is $50. That's about right. That's more like statue or maquette pricing. And for $211, the 30 Days of Night Series 1 action figure assortment. Now, for $10 or $15 a piece, I think these would be kind of cool. It's $200 for the set. Again, I'll put the link in the show notes because they're kind of neat to look at. But, dude, if you got $200 to buy these things, please notice the donate button over on our show page at geekradiodaily.com. Ding. So take a look at all of that stuff. It's going to be there.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news for today. Risky Biz blog reports Universal in early development on the Dark Horse sci-fi property Fear Agent. Woohoo! Agent centers on a borderline alcoholic astronaut named Heath Houston. The last of a dwindling breed of spacemen whose mission is to fight threats to the planet Earth. Dark Horse Entertainment, the production banner of indie comics powerhouse Dark Horse, has been behind a number of breakouts like Hellboy in 30 Days,
Universal has put several other Dark Horse properties in development. Company this spring announced that it was developing The Secret as well. So, oh, and Emily the Strange, I think they're working on too. So that's cool. You're a Fear Agent fan. That might happen. VentureBeat reports Warner Brothers and game developer Double Helix have partnered to create an action-based video game slated around Green Lantern. The video game is believed to be linked to the official Green Lantern movie scheduled for the June 17, 2011 release. Both Xbox and PlayStation 3 versions of the game in the works. Double Helix, a twin studio comprised of two studios dubbed Shiny and The Collective, okay, is currently finishing work on G.I. Joe for AE, and they've started work on Green Lantern for the WB, so that's cool. Slice of Sci-Fi reports fans may want to consider putting the upcoming Watchmen release in their Netflix queue and then wait until Christmas for the Ultimate Edition. Yeah, according to early reviewers, an insert with the director's cut of the film indicates a third cut will make its way to stores in December. Billed as the Ultimate Edition, this five-disc set will incorporate the animated footage created for Tales of the Black Traitor release. The flyer also reveals there'll be a new commentary track from Zack Snyder and Dave Gibbons, 2+ hours of bonus content, including Hollis Mason's tell-all Under the Hood, and the complete Watchmen motion comics. If you take the plunge on the upcoming director's cut, you will at least get $10 off of that, which is cool, but that's the edition you want, kids. That is everything I was hoping it was going to be in the deluxe edition, so damn right, man, hold off for that. Finally, TMZ. Law enforcement sources tell TMZ that LeVar Burton was involved in a car accident in L.A., that would have been 2 days ago, I guess. Burton, who hosted Reading Rainbow, Leading Rainbow, favorite show, and also was in Next Generation, collided with a car making a left turn at the intersection of Laurel and Beverly Boulevard. TMZ reports Burton and the other driver both taken to a local hospital with minor injuries. So be more careful and adjust that visor, sir. You're going to be fine. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe through iTunes. Please review us while you're there. Join the forums for some social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly, it's back to being a weekly show, I think, featuring Billy Flynn, the Bruce, the Flintstress, and sometimes even the Vicar. Check out the new store at cafepress.com and email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flintstress at geekradiodaily.com.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely.